It's late afternoon, a few moments after the close of our last episode, as...
Ma! Ma!
Well, Katie, what are you doing now?
Looking for you. Here, let me help carry the groceries.
I'll carry the groceries.
Pa! I'm so glad you're home.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to see a smile on that face, too. What's happened, baby? What's this all about?
I don't know. What did happen, Katie?
I'll tell you when we get inside.
Yeah, let's get inside quick.
Yes, hurry.
Here, give me the groceries.
I'll open the door.
Where do you want the groceries, hon?
Put them on the table for now, Pa.
Katie? Yeah.
Miss Powers was here, huh?
Oh, yes. And now I'm not going to say a word until you take off your coats and sit down. Here, I'll take your coat, Ma. You sit right here, and you sit here, Pa.
Uh-huh.
Ready? I've got a job.
Honey.
Miss Powers, she told me about it. She just left a minute ago. She came earlier than we expected.
Hey, now, wait, just a second. Miss Powers, dance director, the one who gave you an audition?
Yes.
She's going to give you a job? Well, she hires dancers.
It's not a dancing job.
But you said...
Tell us, Katie, I think I can keep your pa quiet long enough.
Sure, I'll be quiet. What happened?
Well, Miss Powers takes on one or two apprentices every year. Not dancers. Apprentices she trains to be dance directors.
Oh, Katie. Then you can be in dancing anyway. Oh, honey, I'm so glad.
Oh, wait, Ma. You didn't hear it all. Miss Powers doesn't want me as an apprentice yet, but she will after I've had enough practical experience. She says I've already had training in actual dancing, but I don't know anything about staging popular entertainment or anything like that. So? She told me where I can get a job. And if I make good, she'll start training me to be a director.
Where is this job, Kitty?
Well, it's in a nightclub.
Oh? Doing what?
Dressing room attendant. I'll be responsible for costumes and keep track of the stage cues and... aren't you glad for me?
Well, I don't know, baby. That kind of a job...
Oh, I know it doesn't sound important,
but... tell the truth. It sounds like a backstage chief cook and bottle washer.
Well, it is. That's why she wants me to take it. So I'll learn the practical side.
Why did an important woman like Miss Powers come all the way over here and...
Well, because she knows what happened to me. Because she says I've got talent and because... Oh, Pa, what difference does it make? The point is she came over. I can't dance anymore, but at least I can work with people who dance.
In a nightclub?
Well, I only start in a nightclub after I've had some practical experience.
You're going to learn much in a nightclub, Katie?
Yes, Pa. Or anyway, enough... Well, then Miss Powers will let me work in her studio.
Yeah, but that's all if and in the future. You're talking about now, about a nightclub.
Well?
Your father means we don't know enough about it, honey.
But don't you see? This is the only chance I'll ever get at a job where I can get practical experience. It's a nice place, Pa.
How do you know? You don't know anything about nightclubs. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying nice people can't work in them. I'm just saying you don't know.
I do. About this one. Miss Powers knows the man who owns it.
Yeah.
Oh, Pa. Ma, you met Miss Powers. You know it's all right if she says it is.
Baby, I don't like the idea, no matter what Miss Powers...
But, Pa...
Okay, all right. She knows more about nightclubs than I do, a lot. She'd have to, but I know a few things, too. Now, you've got a lot to learn, you know.
Pa, now listen... I'm almost 20, and Miss Powers said...
Let's forget about Miss Powers and the three of us just talk.
You mean decide against it?
Katie, Pa didn't even insinuate he was going to say that.
No, but you're going to. Both of you. Oh, I don't see how you could.
Okay, baby, come back. Oh, now look what I've done. I was just trying to make her see that... Or was I mean, arbitrary?
No. No, of course not. It's just she's so eager.
I know. It makes it all the harder, but she's our kid, and we just can't let her cut loose. Lord knows, I don't want to stand in her way, but If I see her heading for trouble, I'd have to stop her. You would, too.
Yes, I would. If I knew she was heading for trouble.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'd rather she didn't take the job. Rather have her work someplace else. But, Ed, how she feels about you and me, that's a lot more important than where she works. This is... Not being able to dance has been a terrible shock to her. This kind of job... Snap her out of it. We pull the rug out from under her again. We just got to be careful with Kate. Now, you want me to talk to her?
No. No, I'm the guy who brought up the objections. I'll talk to her. As soon as I figure what to say. What am I going to say?
The only thing we've got the right to say. How we feel. Let her know we love her, but she's got the right to make up her own mind.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Because if I said she couldn't, and she said she'd do it anyhow, then where would we be? Okay, Ord, I'll talk to her.
Now?
In a minute. Just let me get what I want to say straight in my head. Things have happened so fast, I don't know where I am. I guess she feels that way, too. Want me to help you put these groceries up before I talk to her?
Meanwhile, many blocks away...
What is it, Perry?
Huh?
Well, you've been watching me out of the corner of your eye.
And thinking about you, too.
Oh, you mean you can spare me a thought when your head is so full of mysterious secret plans?
Well, I can spare a small thought. I think you look hungry. I was about to suggest dinner.
No.
Do you mean to tell me you aren't hungry?
No, just a moment, sir. I accept dinner. I am hungry.
But?
But I hope that you are going to let me in on the secret.
Della...
Well, I didn't ask you again, and I won't ask you again. Not until you're ready to tell me.
Good.
You ready to tell me, Counselor?
No.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, Blake's restaurant's just around the corner.
Uh-huh.
Well, this isn't a restaurant.
Yes, I know. And the sign says florist, see? Mm-hmm. Right up there. It's a cute little sign, isn't it?
You mean you're going to buy me flowers?
That's the usual reason for going to a florist. All right, Ella. Order what you like.
Me order?
Something fancy. We're going out in style.
All right.
Meanwhile, I'm going to use the phone.
I'd like to order a couple of flowers, please.
Hello? This is Mrs. Jacobson. This is Mr. Mason. How are you, Helen? Oh, swell. Yeah, she's fine. Well, say, Helen, I know this is short notice, but I hope that you and Jay can have dinner with me this evening. Well, can you get someone to stay with Jimmy? Oh, 7:30? That too early? No, not Blake.
Harry, I got some... Oh, excuse me.
Oh, just my starving secretary, Helen.
Helen? May I speak to her when you're through?
You can speak to her later, to your heart's content. We're going to the Penthouse Club, Helen. Oh, by all means, the best is none too good. Oh, and Helen, if something comes up that you can't make it, I... Well, how do I know what can come up? Maybe Jimmy will cut a tooth. No, seriously, if something happens, I have to see Jake this evening. Well, I'd rather see him at the Penthouse Club. I'll explain when we meet. Oh, yes, I'm a very mysterious guy. All right. I'll see you, Helen. Get your flowers?
Yes, gardenias.
Okay, I'll pay the man. What is it?
Perry.
Hmm.
You've made a point of not going to the Penthouse Club ever since the Cesar case. The Penthouse Club is a place where celebrities are seen. Now, you're a celebrity.
Want my autograph?
And now, especially now, when you're starting to work on a very hush-hush, dangerous case. Well, why are you looking for publicity? And with a newspaper columnist.
Oh, why indeed.
Okay, but I warn you. I get awfully hungry when I get curious. And I'm awfully, awfully curious. All right, Mr. Mason, now go pay the nice man for my flowers,
Well, why do you think Perry Mason is seeking out publicity? Now he's working on a secret insurance case. Perhaps even more important. What do you think Ed Beekman is going to tell his daughter? By all means, hear tomorrow's important and dramatic development.